Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I am not a chore. Some 30 years ago, I remember someone telling me that was what God spoke to them when they reluctantly sought his face during a lunchtime break at their place of work. He's not a chore. Spending time with him is not a chore. Prayer is not a chore. It's not something to be got through or avoided or even an optional extra. It's the pinnacle of our relationship with the Creator when he bids us come. Come, talk to me about what's troubling you. I'm intimately concerned about you and I love every connection I have with you. Jesus' purpose in giving the disciples his very own prayer to pray was twofold. He'd just given a negative, don't pray vain repetition like the heathen because you won't be heard. And now he gives them the positive, the how-to, a prayer that will always be heard in heaven. He also infers that this prayer needs to be said from the heart, not vainly and mindlessly repeated. Some of Jesus' hearers thought they were heard by God because they kept repeating themselves, Matthew 6:7. But there was no heart connection. They had religion, not relationship. We may have discovered we were guilty of this very thing yesterday, vain repetition, which wasn't prompted by an intimate relationship. Because we're the same. Sometimes we have no intention at all of letting him have complete and unconditional control over our lives, even though we profess that's what we want. We go to great lengths to avoid close contact with him, just in case he might ask something of us that we neither like nor intend to do. Fess up now, I've got you again, haven't I? We must understand that the aim of prayer is fellowship with God. That's been his goal from the beginning. Fellowship. Relationship. We are heard by our Heavenly Father because of our relationship to him as our Father. So we talk to him, we fellowship with him and tell him what concerns us and then listen for his voice of instruction and comfort. So you'll say, if he already knows what I need, what's the point? The point is, you need it. You need to pray to talk to him because it draws you near to him. We all need it because our hearts are prone to wander. Prayer focuses our minds on him and keeps us in a place of worship, bowing before him, remembering who he is, how great he is, how good he is, how faithful and lovely he is, and who we are in relation to him. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I am constrained to be. Let thy goodness, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. We're the ones being instructed when we pray, not him. We are arousing ourselves, waking ourselves up to the fact that he is our Father, he does know us and all about us, and he's concerned even about the hairs on our heads. Prayer's an alarm clock to us. It wakes us up, brings us to our knees, and reminds us of our total inability without him. John 15:5. It promotes joyful acceptance of our utter uselessness and puts us in our place. It reminds us that we're grafted into the vine and everything we have and are as a result of this. It restores the creator-creature relationship, the dependency. We're not demanding of him anymore. We're in a loving relationship, asking him to be Lord of all to us, surrendering our hearts afresh to him every day, giving him access to our lives, his adoring, worshipping love slaves. And if you don't yet identify with that last statement, if you are not yet his love slave, if you spend enough time in the secret place of God's own heart for you, you will be. Puts a different perspective on your prayer life, doesn't it?